It may not just be international visitors who find that the Australian accent is difficult to understand. Digital technology like voice recognition software can struggle as well. But a project being launched today hopes to change that by collecting the voices of thousands of Australian English speakers from across the country and to form a digital repository of present-day speech. Professor Dennis Burnham from the University of Western Sydney is leading Project AusTalk. He spoke to Paula Kruger.
We'll be recording from 17 different locations, both in metropolitan areas and regional areas. There'll be people from young, middle and old age groups, and there'll be people who are not necessarily born in Australia but who've completed all their schooling in Australia.
What will you be asking people to do?
They'll participate in three different sessions. They'll be reading words and sentences, playing games with other people and telling stories. So there'll be a whole range of activities they'll do. There'll be 3 one-hour sessions that they'll be involved in at different times over a week or two.
Why do we need a database of Australian accents today?
Well, this is actually a really critical time in Australians' history, linguistically and otherwise. There's a large amount of digital media that are coming from overseas and from Australia. So a lot of our machine language facilities are dominated by Australian accents. There's been no large Australian accent database collection. There was a small one about 10 years ago that some of us were involved in, but it's only very small. There's been no large auditory and visual database collection. So we need that in order to teach machines to understand and to speak Australian accents. So it'll be useful in applications like relatively minor ones like ordering taxis and ordering pizzas over the phone and things like that, so that that's all, they understand Australian accents. But also, more importantly, things like cochlear implants and hearing aids, computer programs for hearing impaired children and for children with learning disabilities, using Australian accent to do those things as well.
Is this kind of project something that will need to be done regularly to cater for the changes in the Australian accent?
It would be good to be doing this at regular intervals. It's a large project. We're using state-of-the-art equipment. We'll have 10 different recording booths around Australia, all with state-of-the-art equipment, and it'll be auditory visual. So we're thinking that this will be sufficient for the next 10 to 15 years in terms of the amount of data and the quality of the data that we're collecting. But we do know that Australian accents shift over time. So if you listen to people in the 1960s or 1970s, saying it and at, so like then and then, they've actually swapped over, the vowels are swapped over. So there are changes over time, but this database that we're collecting now will be comprehensive and will do us for doing a whole lot of speech science research over the next 10 to 15 years.
Professor Dennis Burnham speaking to Paula Kruger.